Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Ethereal Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today we are recapping our visit to NYIT, and we took the tour. It was the parent tour, and we took the tour several days ago. It's June 1st, and we wanted to let you know how that actually went. So today we are here in Manhattan. And I'm just having some lunch at McDonald's, and I wanted to do a brief recap. So to start off, the address for the show, let's see if I can find the information. I'm coming through my notes right now. Let's see. It's on Broadway. It's 1855 Broadway in New York, New York. It's 10023 is the address. The time of the scheduled tour was 2 o'clock. On June 1st, 2015. Now, NYIT is an acronym for New York Institute of Technology. And we were scheduled to visit, and we had to arrive at the Office of Admission. And upon the walk-in, and after we introduced ourselves, the meet and greet, we actually was given a folder. It was the NYIT folder. It contained a mailback card with, you know, info for your address and everything, where you want everything. And then there were applications for applications to the school, MAP, programs of studies, including majors, financial aid opportunities, information included, undergraduate majors and campus information, and a virtual tour information leaflet. There were we toured 3 buildings of 5, and so that was the admissions office, building 1, 2, and 3. We talked about counselors, international transfers, financial aid policies. We talked about the bursar's office. We talked about computer labs, computers. We talked about the ratio for student teachers, 11 to 1, seating, tutors, departments, classes. We even talked about some of the arts and displays in the hallway, which were found to be student work from the different communication departments. So it's called Communication of Arts. And there they are learn advertising, film, television production, public relations, production. They have production rooms, editing rooms, TV rooms, where to make their own studio TV program. And they are broadcast at festivals, and they're also broadcast at on the school campuses on screens throughout the school. They have an online program. Toward all of this, all of these different departments, and we had a chance to see hands-on in the real world, like TV lab studios, filming your own work-type projects in rooms. These type of things were explained to me because we were in the communication arts department, because I thought my son would like to explore that particular major. And so I went in to see about it. So we filled out the card, put everything with his name on it, and, you know, had the information forwarded to him because they also have commuters classes. And so we went to the hospitality major as well in building 2, and there we learned about management. It contains a lounge for relaxing and having coffee and stuff. They have their club meetings, including their Greek in building 2. They also have their international offices for those who have it for international studies. They have labs and game rooms. So there was a lot to offer there. There's a huge library, and we went there with computers, and they're allowed to have coffee and everything around some of the libraries. They have new unique desks made out of plastic, but they're like the type that can turn, like if you have a desk chair, they can turn. They have desktops that allow them to move about as they get up and enter the desk. So they have some modern equipment there. They have dry erase floor to ceiling chalkboard. That's pretty new. They have career services that offers you resumes, internships, taped interviews, career fairs, career networks, and hand out, you know, employer information. They even gave me a listing of employers that actually employed some of their students, and there were hundreds on the page. They have, they give you like $50 worth of print, and she swore by it that it will last, you know, the whole semester. It's a, the library is like a hangout, and she said if you want to know where people go, they go there. They have a movie theater, and they video to both campuses as far as the online distance learning program. And so they have some of the tapings going on at the Manhattan campus, while you can learn through Westbury campus through tapes, or you can do live some of the classes. And they also have books from Columbia at the library. You can order books at the Manhattan branch, but the Columbia University School would also share in giving you different books if they don't have it at their particular library, MYIT. So there's a bookstore, and she took me there, and that's at 1849 West at 61st Street. And they talked about snacks and books and T-shirts, and it's open to the public. They have supplies, a cafe. They have clubs in Greek. Go there as well. They have lounges where everybody can hang out. So it was an awesome study. They said a lot of people, you know, love to come to the school. It's about $31,000 a year if you stay on campus. Per credit, it's about $1,000. So you can take like one or two classes if there was something absolutely awesome that you wanted to commute into the city for. And if not, you know, it was also fine. And there were interesting majors. So I encourage every new student to go to different colleges, do the tours, or ask your parents to do the tours and know what to look for. See key and featured items in classes, and decide if your school that you're looking at features the same items or the same classes, because if they have a special, you know, take the class someplace else if they have a better class. So it was interesting for that alone to go in and to see if, you know, the school offered any modern upgrades or anything special that the other schools may not have. And if you're going to community college, you can always take one class, you know, abroad, and then have it transferred back to your school. Or you can think about what you're going to do in the future if this would possibly be a transfer school at, you know, at if it's in your appropriation. So that's my time for this show, and we invite you to continue to listen. Until next time.